You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Yes, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Welcome to this hour of prayer. Hallelujah. Welcome to Thank You, Jesus, where we will bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We come in. Let us enter in. Amen. Stilling our hearts and our minds. And fixing ourselves on God Almighty. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Emmanuel. Thank you, El Shaddai. Hallelujah. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. We shrink ourselves and we shrink, hallelujah, Reshandabasaya, our cares, and we shrink our concerns, hallelujah, and we shrink, hallelujah, our desires, and we shrink our wants, and we shrink our likes, and we shrink our dislikes, and we shrink what's been getting on our nerves, and we shrink all of the to-dos, and we shrink all of the to-pays, meaning what the things that we have to pay. Okay, T-O-P-A-Y. Amen. Come on, somebody. And we shrink, come on, Rebasanda Bashikia, the fears, and we shrink the anxiety. Amen. And I almost hear like someone say, well, how can I shrink these fears? Because these fears are very real, and this anxiety is very real. No, no, no. I'm just talking about in this moment, making our intention that of magnifying God. Hallelujah. Right now, oh God. I hear the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We shrink what's going on with the children. We shrink what's going on in the news. We shrink, hallelujah, our financial status and our financial condition. And we shrink, hallelujah, that place of strife and that place of stress and that place of pain. And we shrink, come on, somebody, the reports, the doctor reports, amen, the job reports. Come on, somebody, we shrink. And in this moment, come on, all we have is this moment. Let us choose in this moment to bless the Lord. Let us choose in this moment to magnify the Lord. Let us choose in this moment to look to a Yahweh. Let us choose in this moment, hallelujah, Rebashaya, to bow down before her. Oh God Almighty, let us choose in this moment to listen to what thus saith the Lord. Let us choose in this moment. So come on, I choose in this moment to pray. I choose in this moment to repent. Ah, thank you, oh God, for the opportunity and the ability to repent, to change my thinking towards you, hallelujah, to turn away from that which you find displeasing so that I can please you. Let us in this moment become less about self and more about the sovereign one. Come on. Hallelujah. Father God, well, we thank you. We thank you for bringing us into this moment, and we thank you for bringing us into this hour, and we thank you, oh God, that you hear us in this place, and we thank you, oh God, that you see us in this place, and we thank you, oh God, that you are meeting us in this place. Oh, and we thank you, oh God, that you are helping us in this place. And we thank you, oh God, that you are transforming us as we surrender and submit in this place. And we thank you, oh God, that you, Kare Bashande Rabasanda Basondo Rabasaya, are healing us in this place. And we thank you, O God, that you, Kare Bashando Robosia, are delivering us in this place. And we thank you, O God, hallelujah, Rabashiki and Rabasaya, that mountains are being moved as we worship in this place. Oh, and we thank you, O God, Rabashandaya, that doors are being opened as we attend to you in this place. And we thank you, O God, that doors are being closed. Hallelujah. Those necessary doors that need to be closed. Amen. Are closing in this place as we stay right here in this place, as we set our confidence in you in this place. And we thank you, oh God. I just had an image, hallelujah, of us being in the boat with Jesus. Come on, somebody! And I thank you, oh God, that as we are praying unto you, resting in you, trusting you, come on, the Rebashaya, cleaving to you in this place, hallelujah, exalting you in this place, magnifying you in this place, glorifying you in this place. Oh, I thank you, oh God, that you are rebuking, come on, the winds and the waves. You are speaking to the storms in our life. You are speaking to the storms in our relationships, to the storms in our workplace, to the storms in those business relationships, to those storms in those in our personal relationships. You're speaking to the storms in our heart, the storms in our mind, the storms in our household, the storms, come on, Reshamba Sandaraya, in our family, the storms in our belly. I thank you, the storms in our body. You are speaking your word, peace in Jesus' name. I thank you for your shalom in Jesus' name. Somebody say, I speak peace. You need to, whatever the situation, whatever the storm, whatever the thing is, speak peace. I declare and decree peace. Amen. Hallelujah. In my household, peace when I go, peace when I come, peace when I sit, peace when I rise, peace from my inward parts. Come on, hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, on this day, hallelujah. We declare and decree peace to the schools and peace in the public restaurants, in the public places. We declare your peace, O God, and your protection, O God, and your providence, O God. Lord God, we need you. Hallelujah. We need you on this day. Oh, we need you in this hour. We need you, come on, Rebashaya, in this season. We need you in this month. We need you in these areas of our life. We need you. You are the answer that we are looking for. You are the answer that we are waiting for. You are the answer that we are trusting in. You are the answer that we are following. Ah, thank you, Holy Spirit. Follow the answer. Mm-hmm. Look to the answer. Run to the answer. Submit and surrender to the answer. God is the answer. Jesus is the answer. Thank you, oh God. Somebody say, Jesus is the answer. Oh, Jesus is the answer. Let our confidence be Jesus is the answer. And not only is Jesus the answer, but Jesus is answering. Jesus is answering me. Jesus is the answer. I want to take this moment that we keep our focus on God. And in fact, our focus is even sharper as we turn to the book of Psalms. Amen. You see, in the book of Psalm, there's a variety of types of psalms. You have the Psalms of Lament, where the people are crying out to God, out of deep sorrow and anguish and grief. See, our posture must be that of directing our anguish, our grief, our sorrow, our fears, our worries. Come on. Hallelujah. It's not that it's a sin, amen, that I have these, that I'm experiencing fears and worries and anguish and sorrows. Amen. Hallelujah. See, God already knows, and he wants us to bring the fullness of us and the rawness of us to him. The rawness of our joy, the rawness of the sorrows, the rawness of the hope, the rawness of the hopelessness, the rawness of the faith, the rawness of the fear. Let us be transparent and authentic before God and stop faking the funk. Come on, hallelujah. Come on. When is the last time you enjoyed being in a relationship with someone, a friendship or associateship? That's not a word, but I admitted one or whatever. And it's inauthentic. No bueno. We don't want that. So why do we have to be like, oh, I got to be all perfect before I go to God. I got to be all cleaned up before I go to God. I got to be all this or that before I go. No, 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 no. So out of reverence and out of fear and trembling, respect, we come before God in the fullness of, and the people cried out, amen, with their complaints before God. How long, God, before? Why, God? Then we have also in the book of Psalms, Psalms of Thanksgiving, amen, where the people are being invited and even commanded to give thanks unto the Lord, amen. In all of it, it's directing ourselves and turning and shifting our position to God. Well, I believe that in this time and in this season and in this hour, in this year, amen, in this month, in this generation, and in this time, we too must turn first to God. We too, our response. I need to be on a auto response. Turn to God, call to God, look to God, get in his presence, wait for him. Hallelujah. 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 Well, there's also a psalm. There's psalms of confidence. These psalms of confidence is of putting our trust in God's ability and weakness to provide deliverance, to provide the healing, to provide the answer, to provide the provision, to provide the finances, to provide the increase, to provide the help, to provide the energy, to provide, hallelujah, the way, to provide the instruction, to provide the know-how, to provide the ability, to provide the strength, to provide. To provide from whatever the victory, to provide the victory, to provide the justice in the face of the adverse, in the face of the circumstances, in the face of the situation, in the face of the waiting, in the face of the no news, in the face of, we stand in that place, we stand in that gap that he has not yet, right? The answer has not yet come. The deliverance has not yet come. Who is the Holy Spirit speaking to? The increase has not yet come. The provision, the prosperity has not yet come. Come on. The hope has not yet come. But right there in the middle, in the waiting, in the still the dealing with, in the while we are in the place of all the feelings of, when we are in the place of all the strife and the darkness and the loneliness and the coldness, when we are in the place of all the responsibility, when we are in the place, right there in that place, we see these psalms of confidence. It's a being rooted in God's character and not the circumstances. Being rooted in God's ability and not the anguish. Being rooted in the power of God and not the problems. Being rooted in his resurrection, restoring, reconciling a power and ability. Being rooted. Somebody saying being rooted in Yahweh. That while we are in the midst of the trial, this is, and we're going to read some of the psalm of some of the psalms of confidence. But while we are in the middle of the trial, and in the middle, and it's still happening, and I'm still waiting, and it's still been this thing, and it's been a long time. Yes, right there. There, right there, right here, right now. There is a holy invitation. Matter of fact, I believe that as you are hearing this, it is a holy invitation to take heart and trust God, that God has a plan and God is actively attending and actively securing you and actively promoting you and actively defending you and actively helping you. And God is actively active in the midst of what feels like stagnation. He is active In the midst of the stillness, he is active. In the midst of the isolation, he is active. In the midst of our comings and goings, and the busies, and the toss to being from this side and that side, and being tugged and pulled all different ways, and it seems like it's going to be like this forever. He is active, but we must. Come on, somebody say we must. How am I? What am I going to do? How am I going to adjust? How am I going to respond? Somebody say, I choose to have confidence in God. I choose to set my confidence in God. I choose to set my confidence in you, God. We choose to set our confidence in you, God. We choose you, God. We choose to trust you, God. We choose, hallelujah, Rebasanda Boshia, to hear you, O God. So I'm gonna start, and we're gonna read a couple. As the Holy Spirit leads, hallelujah. These are psalms of confidence that the answer hasn't come yet, and the victory hasn't manifested yet, and the fullness of the deliverance hasn't quite happened yet. But we see the psalmist placing a trust in God. We see the psalmist turning and looking to God. Placing our confidence in God is a win-win. Trust me. Placing our confidence in God is a guarantee. Trust me that even as we place our confidence in God, and even as we orient ourselves to God, while we are even still in the midst of the trial, you know what? He will begin doing something with our hearts and doing something with our mind, hallelujah, and doing something with us. That little small deliverance will happen. That stuff that used to bother me and that even was bothering me yesterday is no longer bothering me. And what I feel is as I am in this place of setting my confidence in God, I feel a strength, and I feel a joy, and I have a peace, amen, hallelujah, that it does not make sense, because it's still, the answer still hasn't come yet, amen, and it's still on the way, but I have peace. Mm-hmm. And I have joy, and I'm excited, and I have a hope. There's something. See, God, because God is a living, the only living God. So as we are in that intimate place with him, trust and believe there's things that he's doing, and there's things that's happening, and there's stuff that he's pouring into us, and stuff that he is removing from us, and there's all, he is active, doing things that we didn't even know we needed to pray, doing things that we didn't even know how to pray. So today, I invite you to join me in setting our confidence and our trust in God and not people. And today, I invite you to join me to set our confidence, or maybe it's even reset our confidence. Or maybe this is a reminder, oh yeah, my confidence is. Or maybe this is a confirmation that, oh yeah, that's what I'm doing. Okay, I'm on track. I'm doing the right thing. Let's set our confidence in God and not in money, and we set our confidence in God and not in our successes and the accolades and the achievements and the blessings that he blessed us with. Amen. And we set our confidence in God and not yesterday and not our past and not our disappointments. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes we live out of disappointments and we live out of how people let us down. No. I set my confidence in God. I'm setting my confidence. Come on, say it with me. I'm setting my confidence in God. Today, I invite you to join me and set our confidence in God and not in the pains. And not in the problems. Today, I invite you to join me in setting our confidence in God and not the bills or what the bill collectors are saying. Today, I invite you to join me in setting our confidence, hallelujah, in the mighty one and not man. Today, I invite you to set our confidence, check this one out, in God and not even our spouse. Today, I invite you to join me to setting our confidence in God and not even the physicians, the doctors, the experts, although, amen, God uses them and it is good and it's blessed, but our numero uno. Our only source must always be God. And therefore, I invite you to join me in setting our confidence in God and not even our own healthy practices. That I trust in this practice so much that I know, listen, I trust in this eating lifestyle. Come on. I trust in this this practice of, come on, sometimes we take on certain practices and nothing necessarily wrong with it. But when our confidence is in that thing and when our trust is in that thing, we have just formed a lowercase G-O-D. Do you hear me? Come on, y'all. Hallelujah. Rishanda Bakataraya. It's only one. He is our source for everything. Today, I invite you to join me in setting our confidence, the fullness of our confidence, the depths of our confidence, the breadth of our confidence in Yahweh, in Yeshua HaMashiach, hallelujah, Reba Sanda Bashaya, in Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who laid down his life and was resurrected on the third day. Today, I invite you to join me in setting our confidence in God to achieve it. My confidence is in God. To see it, I gotta have my confidence in God. To become it, my confidence is in God. To be it, my confidence is in God. For my identity, my confidence is in God. For forgiveness, my confidence is in God. To be able to forgive, my confidence is in God. To love, I gotta do it from a place with my confidence being in God. Listen, Risha Kataya, when God is our focus and that's all we see, then it's easy, hallelujah. It's easier, hallelujah, to not see what people are doing or didn't do. Come on, it's a little bit easier. Ooh, When we are seeing God, hallelujah, we start to see his resources. We start to see the vastness, amen, experience his love even more, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord, today I invite you to join me in setting our confidence in God and not the substance, and setting our confidence in God and not the food, and setting our confidence in God. Oh, and not what it looks like, setting our confidence in God, and not what it feels like, setting our confidence in God. Hallelujah, God, we thank you on this day. We thank you as I read Psalm. I want to read one for sure. I don't know how many more after that, but let's read. Let's read scripture. Let's read the living word. The Bible says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So how do we get faith? We hear it. Amen. Hallelujah. So stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin. Nope. I'm just kidding. Oh, hallelujah. But God is about to, okay, do some things. But I want to read scripture and listen, as we get faith, then we got to utilize faith. Hello? We don't just get faith and then don't do nothing with it. We get faith, we utilize faith. Then guess what happens? We grow in faith. Then guess what happens? I get fueled, I hear more faith. I take on that identity of faith. I sound like faith. I look like faith. I walk like faith. Come on. Every time you hear me say I, that means that you should be declaring it and repeating what I'm saying. Hallelujah. We walk like faith. We talk like faith. We look like faith. We smell like faith. It's faith. It's faith. And it's more faith. So we're going to start with Psalm 16. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for the Holy Scripture. I'm going to read out of the Amplified Bible just because it pops it open a little bit more and it simplifies it a little bit more and it helps us to receive it a little bit more. Somebody say a little bit more. Verse 1 reads, "Keep and protect me, O God." See, immediately, who am I looking to? Who are we looking to? Who are we talking to? Think we're spending too much time in the human-to-human conversations. We need more human to God, divine conversations. Keep and protect me, O God, for in you I have placed my trust and found refuge. Hallelujah! Repeat it with me. Keep and protect me, O God, for in you I have placed my trust and found refuge. I said to the Lord, repeat after me. I said to the Lord, you are my Lord. I have no good besides you. Come on, this is full dependence on God Almighty. Full dependence, full confidence, full reliance, full trust on God Almighty. I said to the Lord, you are my Lord. I have no good besides you. Oh, this is so good. Why? Because these things that I'm doing and these good things that's happening to me and the good that you are adding to me does not define me. My good is you, God. I'm reminded of Jesus when the rich young ruler came to him and he said, good master. And Jesus quickly stopped him and said, who is good? There's only one, God. See, we gotta be, I'll say, lubricated in the anointing that caused, even with all the affirmations and all the accolades and all the good things that's good, that feels good to my flesh. You know what? It doesn't it's a blessing and I receive it, but then it quickly just bounces to God, right? That I'm well oiled and cannot fall into pride. Hello? I'm well oiled. That keeps me in a place of humility. Okay, so verse 2, I said to the Lord, you are my Lord. I have no good besides you. As for the saints, godly people who are in the land, that they are the majestic and the noble and the excellent ones in whom is all my delight. The sorrows, pain, and suffering of those who have chosen another God will be multiplied because of their idolatry. I will not pour out to their drink offerings of blood, nor will I take their names upon my lips. The Lord is my portion of my inheritance. Who is? Come on. The Lord is my portion of my inheritance. The Lord is my portion of my joy. Hello, are you repeating after me? The Lord is the portion of my love. The Lord is the portion of my hope. The Lord is the portion of my confidence. The Lord is the portion. Amen, hallelujah. The Lord is the portion of my purpose. The Lord is the portion of my prosperity. The Lord is the portion of my increase. The Lord is the portion of my healing. I pray that you are saying this, declaring this with me. The Lord is the portion of my inheritance. You have an inheritance. Somebody say you have an inheritance. I have an inheritance. Someone say I have an inheritance. The Lord is the portion of my inheritance, my cup. He is all I need. Oh my gosh. Do you hear? I pray that just even for one second, just one moment of opening, that there's a space where that can penetrate your heart and be deposited on your heart. He is all I need. He is all I need. You support my lot. The boundary lines of the land have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, my heritage is beautiful to me. I hear it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I pause because I hear the Holy Spirit ministering to me as he has me ministering to you, that it's getting brighter, that the latter shall be greater, that restoration is ahead of you. Amen. That joy is ahead of you. I see like walking into an enlarged territory, walking into better, walking into joy, walking into, come on, a renewed youth, walking into, the Bible says, they that wait on the Lord shall renew their, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings of eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. I see, hallelujah, a running, hallelujah. I see, amen, a walking where you've been lying, where nothing has been happening, where it's almost been stuck like paralyzed. Rise up and walk, hallelujah. I see, come on, Reba Shanda Robosia, it's getting better. I see the fruitfulness. I see the green grass. Come on. I see the living waters, the running, flowing waters. I see it flowing. I see. Someone say, it's getting better. I'm getting better. I'm getting stronger. I'm getting more confident. Why? Because my confidence is in God. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 7, I will bless the Lord who has counseled me. Indeed, my heart, mind instructs me in the night. I have set the Lord continually before me. These are commitments. I'm committing myself to God in this fashion. I'm committing to blessing you, O God. I'm committing to setting you, Lord, continually before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad in my glory. My innermost self rejoices. My body too will dwell confidently in safety, for you will not abandon me to Sheol, the netherworld, the place of the dead, nor will you allow your Holy One to undergo decay. Come on. You will show me the path of life. Come on, somebody. He's showing us the path of life, the path of peace. Come on. Hallelujah. The path of prosperity, the path of purpose. He is showing us. In your presence is the fullness of joy. In your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. What? In your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. So what does that mean? Does that not invite us to eagerly and zealously and passionately run and be before God and be with God and be continually in his presence and be at a place of continual our hands open to worship? Because guess what? When our hands are open to him, and when our heart is open to him, and when our mind is open to him, and when our eyes are open to him, ah, come on, hallelujah. His right hand. Oh, the pleasures forevermore are open unto us. As our mouth is open unto him, his right hand with pleasures forevermore, I see that our hope is open unto us in satisfying our and pouring into our mouth. I see like a mother feeding her child. Come on, somebody. He's satisfying me with these pleasures forevermore. That goes beyond what I can't even fathom. It goes beyond the flesh. I'm talking about in the pureness of. This is the word of God, Psalm 16. I want to read Psalm 23 as we are hearing. As we are praying even through our hearing, the Lord is my shepherd to feed. Come on. Didn't we just say that? Didn't the Holy Spirit just say, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Didn't the Holy Spirit just say about the feeding? I see like feeding, like a mother who feeds her child. And now the Holy Spirit leads me to Psalm 23. And it says in the Amplified, the Lord is my shepherd to feed, to guide, and to shield me. Say that with me. The Lord is my shepherd to feed, to guide, and to shield me. Again, this is complete dependence, complete reliance, complete confidence, complete trust in God. It reminds me even quickly in this moment as I'm sitting in this chair. My confidence is completely in this chair that I haven't even questioned. I haven't even thought about the chair. Once I sat down, there was no thought of the chair because the chair will do what it is intended, is supposed to do. God will do according to his ability. God will do according to his power. That's all he knows. God will provide according to his name as a Jehovah Jireh. Woo, hallelujah, hallelujah. God will heal because that's who he is, healer. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then, so my question is, in between the reading of scripture, what is he asking you to do? What is he asking you to give up? What is he asking you to stop? What is he asking you to start? Will you do what he is instructing you, leading you, whispering to you, prompting you to do? See, when our confidence and our trust is in God, we quickly obey, we quickly do. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd, to feed, to guide, and to shield me. I shall not want. He lets me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still and quiet waters. Hallelujah. He refreshes and restores my soul, my life. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley, through the sunless valley of the shadow of death, who's our confidence in? God. I will fear no evil. Why? Because my confidence is in God. For you are with me. Does it always feel like he's with us? No. But is he with us? Yes. He is with you. He is with you. Come on, Emmanuel. God is with us. Hallelujah. Your rod to protect and your staff to guide. They comfort and console me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed and refreshed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy and unfailing love shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell forever throughout all my days in the house and in the presence of the Lord. Our confidence is in God. Our trust is in God. We are rooted in God's character. Come on. We are steadfast in his love. And as we are in this place, oh God, we say thank you. Thank you for teaching us and instructing us. How to be in this time. Thank you for whispering to us what attitude and posture we are to assume. Thank you, O God. Hallelujah. For the faith that cometh by hearing and hearing your word. We glorify you, O God. And we thank you for your divine hand, your providential hand, your sovereign hand, your healing hand, your providing hand, your giving hand, your helping hand, your renewing hand, your restoring hand. We thank you, O God, for your comforting hand. We thank you, O God, for your subduing hand, for your mighty hand, hallelujah, that is stretched out. This is how the children of Israel were delivered from the hand of Pharaoh and to in order to enter into a land flowing with milk and honey by his outstretched hand. Let us not underestimate the power, amen, of God's outstretched hand, but rather let us set our confidence in the hand of God, in the power of God, in the ability of God, in the willingness of God, in the faithfulness of God. Hallelujah on this day. And we thank you in Jesus' mighty name. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Shalom.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika.